This is Ryan D, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world on WMFO.org. Howdy, my friends. You know what time it is, right? That is right. It is time for the Music Savage Show. In a few days, it'll be Patriots Day here in Boston, which means it's time for the Boston Marathon. One of our very own WMFO DJs, an excellent Music Savage Show sub, Kirsten, is running this year. This show is dedicated to her and to all of the brave people running in 2019's Boston Marathon. You guys are amazing. First set will be, well, it'll be songs about running and getting ready. Thank you so much for joining me. It is always a pleasure to have your company, whether it's live or in the future and all the streaming platforms where you can find Music Savage Show. And you can find Music Savage Show on our site, musicsavage.com. Got a lot of music to get to. I'm excited about this one. I say that all the time, but I'm always excited about being here with you all. Grab your coffee or whatever you're drinking at the moment and turn the speakers up. Let's get the Music Savage Show started.
Oh, and Libby tells me that you decided to run the marathon?
Yeah.
That's great, man. Seriously. Really? That's awesome.
Okay.
How did you manage to get in?
What do you mean?
Well, you can't just show up and run.
Why not?
You have to apply in advance.
Well, how far in advance?
3 months.
And when is it again?
3 weeks. They'll make exceptions sometimes if you're running for a charity, but you know, each charity is only allowed a certain amount of runners.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me. I'll get in. So.
All right. You ever run a marathon before?
No, why?
It's pretty grueling.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it a marathon.
Yeah, actually, technically, it's called a marathon because of the events of 490 BC. There was a Greek soldier named Phaeus.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. I just wanted to stop you there.
like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Set going out to all the brave men and women running on Monday's Boston Marathon. Godspeed to you all. Of course I'm going to play this in the background while I'm talking. Of course. Go get them, kids, especially you, Kirsten. Very own WMFO DJ running the Boston Marathon. Couldn't be prouder of her. Representing Boston, WMFO. She's a badass woman and she's taking on that course. Just heard Tom Petty running down a dream. That's exactly what everyone's going to be doing in a few days. That's the second single off his 1989 debut solo album, Full Moon Fever. And although it was his solo album, it featured pretty much everybody from the Heartbreakers, as well as his Traveling Wilburys, compadres. Future Islands up out of that with Ran, first single off the Maryland band's 2017 album, The Far Field. Arcade Fire doing Ready to Start, one of the first singles released from the Montreal band's third album, The Suburbs, which came out in 2010. And kicking off that set and the show with Running 2 from the Run Lola Run soundtrack. Came out in 1998. It is an incredible movie. If you've not seen Run Lola Run, I suggest you change that. That set was, again, for the marathon runners, but this whole show is dedicated to all of you and to everyone that runs marathons all over the world. You are much stronger than I can ever hope to be. All right, just this week, one of my favorites, Courtney Barnett, released a new song in time for Record Store Day. It'll be available on vinyl tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th, which is Record Store Day. It is a fantastic song, and I'm going to play it for you. The Music Savage Show.
Toothless, man, you're ruthless. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. What I could have told you, but I don't believe I've the balls to let you know. I can say that 'cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies. So I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
I walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you. But I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch, deep porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. Friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
Rock is full of You know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Do not spend seems a fine young man. Doesn't curse, abuse, or litter. And when the Twin City Twins are racking up wins, it all starts with the leadoff hitter. And now a fine young man looks after his clan, and he gets them killer seats by the dugout. They're having so much fun in the midday sun, but oh, you gotta be on the lookout. Look out, Mom, look out, Mom, you better keep your eye on me. Look out, Mom, look out, Mom, I never want you to be a foul ball fatality. Another foul ball fatality. Because the batted ball hurts even that much worse than the one that a pitcher throws. They get sprayed all around the speed of sound. You never know where it's gonna go. Bob fell through a fastball and it got plastered like a missile to his mother's eye. Just watching the sun play, and it was even Mother's Day. It could have been the day that she died. Look out, Mom, look out, Mom, don't want another casualty. Look out, another foul ball fatality. You might be thinking that the game is tough, that Matty Mulder hits a screaming line drive, catching four out of fish in the skull. He left the stadium alive, but he only left another 5 days. And you're messing around in the stands, and you've had a few beers, and you're bending some ears, maybe talking about your favorite new bands. You gotta stay on your toes, because everybody knows that the rock can come fast and hard. Better keep your head up, use a mirror or a cup, or they'll be carrying you out of the yard. So look out, Mom, look out, Mom, don't want another casualty. Look out, son, look out, little one. I never want you to be a foul ball fatality. Another foul ball fatality. Another foul ball fatality.
Get on the train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming. no more away games. Just us two, just us two, just us two, just us two.
Favorite time of year, or one of them, it's when the hockey playoffs start and baseball season starts. So I get my two favorite sports at the same time. And the hockey playoffs, the Stanley Cup, have indeed started. And you heard music right there from the Zambonis. Away Game off the greatest hockey rock band in the world's debut album, 100% Hockey and Other Stuff, released in 1995. The Baseball Project up ahead of that. Lookout Mom off the supergroup's second album, Volume 2, High and Inside, released in 2011. Up ahead of that, Jen Clower, Shoegazers from the Melbourne musician's excellent 2017 self-titled album on Milk Records. Jen is co-founder of Milk Records, along with her partner, the one and only Courtney Barnett. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile up out of that, Continental Breakfast, off the collaborative album Lot of Sea Lice, released in 2017 on Matador. And brand new music kicking off that set from Courtney Barnett, Everybody Here Hates You. Fantastic new single released this week for Record Store Day, which is tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th. That's available on Milk Records. You can get that on vinyl tomorrow at your participating record stores. Go out to your local record stores and support them. And Courtney is playing this year's Solid Sound Festival, which I am very excited about. All right, let's get into a set of bands and musicians on tour and stopping in the Boston area over the next few days. All these bands and musicians are on tour and probably stopping in your area as well. So look for them and get out there and see them. Start the Cactus Blossoms. They are here tonight. They're in Cambridge at the Sinclair Music Savage Show.
Oh, slips away, and I lose another day, but I try.
Too much, I'll be getting high with the music. Turn it up. trip. It hasn't been an easy life. Walk in the shadows for a glimpse of light. Know the road has been a maze. It's not the one I'd ever trade it. When it feels like it's all too much, I'll be getting high with the music up. And when it feels like it's all too much, I'll be getting high with the music.
This is the Music Savage Show with Ryan D. You are tuned into WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world on WMFO.org. That was a set of bands on tour in the Boston area in the next few days. Noble Dust right there. Tin Armor off the Boston band's great debut full-length album, and The Tide Rises. That was released in April of 2018. They are playing Atwood's Tavern Thursday, April 18th. Noble Dust, one of Boston's very best bands. Kolar's up ahead of that. Turn It Up, brand new single from the LA-based husband-wife duo. They're on tour now. They're in Columbus, Ohio tonight at a big bar room, and they're going to be here in the Boston area Wednesday, April 17th at Middle East Upstairs. Great stuff from Broods up out of that. Everything Goes Wow. Second single off the New Zealand brother-sister duo's third studio.